Gemara says in Masechtas Chulin, Daf Pei Tes Amud Aleph, to the Pasuk in Tehillim in Kapitel Nun Ches, David HaMelech says, Ha'umnom Eilem Tzedek Tidaberun Meshorim Tishpetu B'nei Odom. And the Gemara says, Ma Nosoi Shel Odom Ba'olam Hazeh. What is the person's work in this world? Ma Nosoi Shel Odom Ba'olam Hazeh. Amoridika Loshon HaGemara. What is the umnis that a person has to do in this world? What is his job? What is his work to do in this world? Yasim Atzmai Ki'ilem. Yasim Atzmai Ki'ilem. He should make himself like somebody who can't speak. David HaMelech says someplace else like that. David HaMelech calls himself Ani Kecheresh Loi Eshma. I'm like a deaf person that doesn't hear. Ki'ilem Loi Eftach Pi. Like a person who can't talk. Ki'ilem. Like somebody who's dumb and can't talk. Loi Eftach Pi. So the Gemara says, Nosei Shel Odom Ba'olam Hazeh. What is the avodah of a person in this world? The avodah of this person in this world is Yasem Atzmei Ki'ilem. He should make himself like an ilem. Yochel, you would think, Af LeDivrei Torah Kein, that even LeDivrei Torah should make himself an ilem. Talmud Leima, Tzedek Tidaberun. Torah Akdoisha, Tzedek Tidaberun, you should talk. A Gemara that needs a lot of explanation. What's the Havim in a Yochel of LeDivrei Torah Kein? What is the Havim in a that should be LeDivrei Torah also? Let us try to learn this Gemara in a way that Svarim HaKadoshim tell us to understand the Gemara in a completely different oifen. Of course, the Gemara is Kipshutei, and the Gemara is talking about Shmiras HaDibur, and a person has to watch on this world not to talk what he shouldn't talk. That's Pshutei Shel Mikra. But there's also a derech of a remez that Svarim HaKadoshim teach us, which is our Aveda in Chedesh Elul. And let us try a little bit to see what we have to do in Chedesh Elul to prepare ourselves for Rosh Hashanah, and a little bit what Rosh Hashanah is all about. We know that the 12 months of the year, each month has its own Aveda. And how do we know what each month's Aveda is? So Kadmonim taught us that there are 12 Shvatim, and the 12 Shvatim are separated into 12 for the Golem. And so too the 12 months of the year are separated into 4 Tkufas. And the months of the year are correspond to the 12 Shvatim in the Seder of the 4 Golem. And if we go through the months starting from Nisan, then Chodesh Elul is Shevet God. And we have to know, if so, we have to learn from God what our Veda is in Chodesh Elul. And let us see in the Berachos that Moshe Rabbeinu gives to God, and Moshe Rabbeinu calls God a lovi, the same koyach that we find by Yehuda, that is an ari and a lovi. We find that Moshe Rabbeinu says on God also that he's a lovi, because he's on the borders of Eretz Yisrael, and he has to protect the borders, so he has the koyach to be kelovi. But the Heilig Sam Sefer and Parsha Zeisabaracha tells us what the Lashon Kelavi means. He tells us two Rosh Tevis, and he says three Rosh Tevis in the Kelavi. Two of them we will say over. Two Rosh Tevis in the Kelavi. One Rosh Tevis, Ki Loi Bekoyach Yigbar Ish. One Rosh Tevis of Kelavi. Another Rosh Tevis of Kelavi is Ki Loi Bemoisei Yikach Achrov. Two Rosh Tevis of Kelavi, which he wants to explain what the muhus of Shevet God is. And we have to understand what exactly does he want, what exactly does the Chassam Sofer Os Meramez, and where does that come to our Aveda in Chedesh Elul. And to understand good the Heilige Chassam Sofer, we have to go back a little bit to the Leda of God and see when Leah gave her shivcha to Yaakov Avinu, and the first of the child that was born from that shivcha was God. She said, Bo God, Vatikra Shmai God. And the words Bo God are written in one word, not in two words, Beis Aleph Gimel Dalet, but it's written Beis Gimel Dalet. And Rashi says three reasons why the child was called Bo God. First reason Rashi says, because he was Noilad Mohul. He was born a Gamalata. And Rashi says how the word God has to do with Mohul. Second pshat in Rashi is, Bo God, he came with a mazel toiv. God is a lashon of mazel. Rashi brings the Gemara, in Masechta Shabbos, that God is merames on mazel. And that's the second pshat. And Rashi says, according to these two pshatim, there is no reason why it should be written in one word. It should be written, Bo God, two words. God came, the mazel came, the one who was noiled mol came. And Rashi says a third pshat, Umedish Agoda. Bogod is from Lashem Begida. There was here a Begida that he took my Shivcha. There was some kind of Begida here. There was something here, a Hegish, that he will Begate in Yaakov Avinu. That's the third Pshat in Rashi. And if we have three Pshatim in Rashi in the name of God, we have to understand that all three Pshatim have to have something, a line that runs through them, something in common to teach us what God is all about. Let us, in the light of what's happening in the world, talk Dvarim Pshutim and Dvarim Kavi Yasam. Dvarim which I think are very important for us to hear. And Chas V'Shalom, I'm not here to say Musa. I'm here to be a little bit a wake-up for people. Every single person here, Rachmana Litzlon, when he will hear that there's a Chayla that was taken to the hospital, Rachmana Litzlon, Hatzalah rushed somebody to the hospital. The first impulse that a Yid has is to say to him, to mispal to the Rebbeinu Shalom. Moedik etzara, we have to be pointed to the Heilige Bashefa. I want to ask you a very simple question. When every single one of us went into Shak Monday, Tuesday, when we were busy reading emails and reading about the fall of a financial market, who kicked up a tilim to say tilim to the Heilige Bashefer, there's a problem on the world? Why not? Financial world? What does that have to do with the Rebbeinu Shalom? I'll read tomorrow the newspaper. I'll read the analysis why it happened. It's a goyvel. It's on the gvul of kvire. It's on the gvul of kvire. It's on the gvul of kvire. The Rebbeinu Shalom is the one who made it fall. And just like in Tov, Shin, Samach, Elul, the Rebbeinu Shalom took the two towers that were the greatest towers of the world and the power of the world. And the Rebbeinu Shalom threw them down and showed the world, Koichi Veitzim Yadi does not exist. There's a Rebbeinu Shalom that's Melech on the world. And the Rebbeinu Shalom controls the world. And you think you have two strong towers. And you think that these two towers are going to be the Bayis Godel, the Bayis Shemigadlin Bay, that's where you're going to grow up and that's where you're going to grow big from. And the Rebbeinu Shalom took right before Rosh Hashanah and threw them down to show you that the Rebbeinu Shalom is Melech HaKol Haaretz. 8 years later, when we forgot the lesson, and we don't remember 7 years later, whatever it is, and we forgot the lesson of whatever it was that we threw down the two towers, so Rebbeinu Shalom took financial towers. A year ago, nobody would say, I saw it happen. Nobody saw a year ago that's going to happen. Whoever is an Ish Emes knows to say that a year ago, you would say, Meshugetz Adreit, such kind of companies are going to go down. Can't be. Can't be that such companies will go down. So Dov Shiefshe that such companies will fall. And the Rebbeinu Shalom went and showed you the might of the world, the strengths of the world, the financial markets of the world, so that which company it is, I'll throw it down. I'll show you that it's nothing. I'll show you where's Melech HaKol Haaretz. I'll show you who runs the world. But the Shaila is why we don't understand the message that the Rebbeinu Shalom is telling us. Why don't we stand the writing on the wall that the Rebbeinu Shalom is fathering from us? Emuna. The Rebbeinu Shalom is fathering from us an Aved of Emunah. The Rebbeinu Shalom is asking from us. The Rebbeinu Shalom is asking for us to wake up
to see that the Rebbeinu Shalom runs the world, that nobody else runs the world. That's what the Rebbeinu Shalom wants us to wake up. And the Rebbeinu Shalom is helping us before Rosh Hashanah, when we have to prepare ourselves with Emunah, Tshuva can never come if a person is not a mammon. A person that's not a mammon that the Rebbeinu Shalom runs the world, a person who's not a mammon is Chava Inish. A person who's not a mammon in Olam Haba, a person who's not a mammon in Terem and Hashemayim, a person who's not a mammon that every one of the Tayag Mitzvahs can't be moved, then Tshuva doesn't play a big role. When a person has amuna buhirus in the Rebbeinu Shalom, when a person's amuna is that the Rebbeinu Shalom is melech al kol ha'aretz, and he realizes the besimloich that he has to have, the malchius that he has to have, and he realizes that everything is the Rebbeinu Shalom, then a person does tshuva. Then a person realizes that he has to do tshuva because of the malchus of the world causes him to do tshuva. But if we don't have amuna, if our amuna, how can you tell a yid doesn't have amuna? Every yid is a mammon, beninim b'nei maminim. Of course we're maminim. But there's emuna and there's emuna. There's something called emuna b'chush. There's something called seeing emuna, believing be'emes, not forgetting about the Rebbeinu Shalom, knowing klar that the Rebbeinu Shalom is with us every minute. It says in Svarim HaKadoshim, Rabbeinu Bechaya brings that a person breathes in an hour. How many nishimos does a person make in an hour? Rabbeinu Bechaya says a person makes 1,080 nishimos in an hour. And that is the pshat in the pasuk, kol aneshama tahala elka, al kol nishima unishima. On every nishima you have to be mahal de Rabbeinu Shalom. That's the shpitz aveda. The shpitz aveda, to realize every single breath that I give, I have to give a shvach ta'idah to Rabbeinu Shalom. I don't breathe. Every single minute of every single second of existence, every single second, every single breath is all the Rebbeinu Shalom. Let me be matzia and atzo. The kavanas and the tkiyas, why we blow, exactly how many tkiyas we blow, there are many reasons why we blow, how many tkiyas we blow. But we have to take something down to our level to understand why we blow 100 kailas. What is the cheshbon of 100 kailas? The Rebbeinu Shalom gives every person panasa. A person goes to work, why does he have panasa? Because the Rebbeinu Shalom gave him that job, so he has panasa. Somebody has to say a drasha. The Rebbeinu Shalom also gives him panasa. And the Rebbeinu Shalom gives him a machshava, it has nothing to do with me. If your job is to talk, the Rebbeinu Shalom gives you machshavas. Don't shchap kashum espailas in what I'm saying. So matana from the Rebbeinu Shalom has nothing to do with me, ki uzenisht. So panasa the Rebbeinu Shalom gives the person. The Rebbeinu Shalom gave me a matana nefla admiyot. You make 100 tkiyas. Shulchan Aruch, how long does a tkiya have to be? How long does a shvarim have to be? How long does a truah have to be? 2 days in Shulchan Aruch. I'm not going to go through the Shulchan Aruch barichus, but every truah is 9 to a mitten. Every truah is 9 to a mitten. Every 3 shvarim is 9 to a mitten. Every tkiya has to be 9 to a mitten. So how many is 100 kailas? 900 to a mitten. That it says in Amami Pano. That how many tomitin do you blow on Rosh Hashanah? 900. And Amar Mepano says the reason why 900. But in Shulchan Aruch it says that Tashrat, the tkiyah has to be 18. One day in Shulchan Aruch. Why does the tkiyah have to be 18? Because you need what? You need as long as the shvarim, the truah together. How many tashrats do you blow? 10 tashrats we blow. So we blow 20 tkiyas. 20 tkiyas of tashrat. A tkiyah before and tkiyah after. So if you blow 20 tashrats, so then 20 tkiyas, right? You blow 20 tkiyas, and each one of these tkiyas are 9 more. Right? So you have another 180. So how many tamitin do you blow on Rosh Hashanah? 1,080 tamitin. Because that's what Rosh Hashanah is all about. To remember the alkol, nishimo, nishimo, talko. You should remember that every single breath is the Rebbeinu Shalom. That's what Shofar is here to remind us. Shofar is here to remind us you are completely in the hands of the Beit HaOlam. You're completely in the hands of the Beit HaOlam. That's what Shofar is here to remind you. And that's why there's 1,080 tumitin in the 100 kailas. To remind you that al kol nishimo nishimo ta'al ka. to remind you it's not you, it's everything the Ribbono Shel Olam. Everything is the Ribbono Shel Olam, nothing is you. And that's the Aveda of Shevet God. Let us look. Every person does something on this world. Every person is Bashafen a Chosa. Every person is created missing. And who is Mashlim the person? A person is Mashlimim. Every person is born an Orel. And you create the Shlemus Adam till you make the Bris Milah, he's a Chosar. Because Yeser cannot hold Dami, he's a Balmum. And you make him a Tomim. You make Bris Milah. So every single person really has an agosha that I did something. I finished myself. I wasn't created finished. I put something to me. I created something. I made Bris Milah. But if somebody is under the impression and realizes that everything is the Ribbono Shel Olam, if that's his tafkid in this world, if that's what he is, if that's the name that he has, refers to being completely realizing that everything is the Ribbono Shel Olam. So what was God? Noilad Mol. God was Noilad Mol. God was born with the Siyata Nishmaya that he can't even think that he did anything in this world. Because he knows that everything is the Ribbono Shel Olam. Even his Bris Milah didn't come from him. Even his Bris Milah came from the Ribbono Shel Olam. God is Bar Mazel Tov. Nothing is me. Everything is Mazel. Everything comes from the Ribbono Shel Olam. Everything is the Ribbono Shel Olam. And somebody who lives like that is always margish that he's never yoitzi. He's always margish he's a boygate. He's always margish, that says in Rebbe from Lublin already, pshatn that, bogot. He's always margish that he's a boygate. He's never margish that he's yoitzi to Ribbono Shel Olam because he never does anything. So he always feels that he's missing. That's the three names of God. Because the three names of God are, like the Chassam Sofer says, God is Rimalavi. God remembers Kilay Bekoyach Yigbarish. It's not with your koyach that you become strong. It's all the Ribbono Shel Olam. God remembers Kilay Bemoisa Yikach Achrof. There's nothing that I take with me in this world. Gashmis doesn't go with me. What goes with me? Torah Mitzvahs. But Gashmis doesn't have anything. It's not mine. It's all the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's what God is all about. And if that's what God is all about, that's what Chodesh Elul is all about. Chodesh Elul, the Aveda of Chodesh Elul, is an Aveda of remembering that everything is the Bar Olam. And then it's not a Pella anymore. Then Chodesh Elul, the Twin Towers fell. And Chodesh Elul, the financial markets were shaken. Because that's how you and Chodesh Elul to come to the Aveda of Chodesh Elul. To come to the Aveda of Chodesh Elul, that it's not our Seichel, and it's not our Moyach, and it's not us that does anything. Everything is the Ribbono Shel Olam. Everything is in the hands of the Ribbono Shel Olam. When one remembers that, his davening Rosh Hashanah is a different davening. When one remembers that everything is the Ribbono Shel Olam, everything is in the hands of the Ribbono Shel Olam, then he knows that he has to daven Rosh Hashanah. He knows he has to be pointed to the Ribbono Shel Olam. If somebody's secure, Rav Moshe Feinstein, Zeche Tzadik Leverocha and Doris Moshe in a drush that he said in Russia, he said, Adoval Nifla Admiyot. He said it then. Today it's much more Negea. Mishnah Pekahov says, Pasuk in Divrei Hayomim, Kimcha HaKoel Umiyotcha Nasanu Lach. Kimcha HaKoel Umiyotcha Nasanu Lach. Zok Rab Moshe, Adoval Nifla. You have, forget about stocks, forget about everything. You have $100,000 cash laying in the bank, FDIC insured. Tzizicha. And that is no shaila. That's not no do with the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's nothing with the Ribbono Shel Olam. So, Rav Moshe, you're making a mistake. That you have to believe that money that I have, the only reason I have it a minute later, is not because I had it yesterday. I don't have the $100,000 because I had it yesterday. I have it now. I have it now because the Ribbono Shel Olam wants it. So you tell me it can't be. I'll tell you very poshut. Is there anything more zicha than having golden bars in a safe? Is there anything more zicha than having golden bars put away in a safe? I know a yid that had 9/11 golden bars put away in a safe in the World Trade Center. Fazichet to mensch, loyelam vod, for 6 days he was fazichet, millions of dollars in golden bars. Nothing was left of it. It all melted. Nothing was left of it. Kimcha akoil, umiyot chanasanu loch. It's a lesson. Kimcha akoil, umiyot chanasanu loch. Rav Moshe says that's emuna. Emunah is that I don't have $100,000 now because it's laying under my mattress. So if I have it, I have it. I have it only because the Rebbeinu Shlomo wants me to have it. If I don't have it, in a minute from now, it will not exist. It will not exist. Where it will go, that's the Rebbeinu Shlomo's Cheshbonos. And that's the way we have to live. And that's the way we have to live. So when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, it's not the pshat I don't have to ask for panosa because I make a cheshbon. I come to Rosh Hashanah, I have no problem. I have so much and so much. I have so much and so much. I'm fazichet anyway for next year. So, what's the Avchem Betten? Oh, gesund. Okay. I'll make my cheshbon. It's what I have to ask for. But if we live with the emuna, we chazer rein the emuna, that there's nothing fazichet on this world. There's nothing because I have it yesterday, I have it tomorrow. No, I have it only because the Rebbeinu Shlom wants I should have it, and if he doesn't want I should have it, it'll disappear. Then I know that I have to daven for the Rebbeinu Shlom, then I know I have to listen to the Rebbeinu Shlom, then I know what Rosh Hashanah is all about. And that is the achana for Rosh Hashanah. Ma'u nosa yishal adam ba'ilam azeh. You know what the umness of a person in this world is? Yas asme ilim. I can't do anything. I'm deaf. I'm dumb. I don't do anything on this world. I have no koyach, I have no seichel. This is the greatest shaita is a cheresh. One that doesn't hear, one that doesn't talk. That's a real shaita. Because I am behemoth a shaita. Who's doing everything? The Beira Olam is doing everything. That's why just a remez ba'alma. Ani kecheresh loy eshma ukiilem loy yiftech pi loy eshma ukiilem loy is Rashi Tevis Elul. It's merumas in the pasuk the avoid of Elul. That's the avoid of Elul. The avoid of Elul is to remember that nosa shel adam ba'olam hazeh that yas atzma kiilem. He should make himself kiilem. And if we make ourselves kiilem, then when it'll come Rosh Hashanah, it'll be tzedek to the beirun. Then we'll be able to talk the way we're supposed to talk when it comes to Rosh Hashanah. We'll talk the right words to Rosh Hashanah. We'll be tzaddikim Rosh Hashanah because we'll do tshuva. And to daberim, we'll talk to Rebbeinu Shel Olam. And if you want to remember that that's the avodah of Rosh Hashanah, everything is merumes and derech haremes. Elul with the four oisiyos is begematria ilim. Tzedek to daberim is begematria Rosh Hashanah. If you'll do the elul ilim, then when it'll come Rosh Hashanah, it'll be tzedek to daberim. You'll talk the right words to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, and you'll be able to do tshuva to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. But if in Elul we don't remember the Ilam, if Elul we don't remember who we are, we don't remember we're missing anything in Elul, and we think we're fazichet in Elul, then when it comes Rosh Hashanah, then we don't do tshuva, comes Rosh Hashanah, we don't ask the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. The true bakasha is because we feel that somewhat we have it anyway. And that's what the Rebbeinu Shel Olam wants us to remember. That's what the Rebbeinu Shel Olam wants us to remember. When the Rebbeinu Shel Olam shakes the world, we have to be mechazik our amuna. We have to be mechazik our amuna instead of the other way. Instead of the other way that we have kashas and we become shvach in amuna and we lose our amuna, rachman al tzlom, because we don't understand what's going on. Of course we don't understand what's going on because it's impossible for us to understand what's going on. How does the Michtav Melio say? How could a person want to understand what the Rebbeinu Shel Olam does? You're a koretz mechayme. You're talking about the Beira Olam. So how could you want to understand even, how could you have a half a minute to want to understand what the Rebbeinu Shel Olam does? Or like the Heilige Chofetz Chaim once said, and it's a very important Chofetz Chaim to remember, was once in the city, in Raden, there came a dog and took a person and started to pull him around the whole city. And the whole city was Vatom Kolayir. How does it happen to a Yid, such a Maisa, a dog should pull him? The Chofetz Chaim gesagt, there once came in a person into Beis Medrash, who was a guest in the city, and they told Aliyas. And he went over to the Gabbai and asked him, I don't understand. You gave Aliyas. You didn't give the Rav an Aliyah. You didn't give the Rosh HaKol Aliyah. You didn't give Gvir Aliyah. Why did you give these people an Aliyah? So the Gabbai, I gave them last week an Aliyah. So the Chofetz Chaim, I'm in this world already 90 years. I remember what this Yid did 60 years ago, so I understand why it happened. But you're here only for one Shabbos. You don't know what happened 60 years ago. You don't know what happened 100 years ago. You don't know what he did in the last Gilgul. So what are you asking kashas on the Rebbeinu Shel Olam? You're only here for one Shabbos on this world. You already know all the cheshbonos, what happened, all the Shabboses. How could you ask questions on the Rebbeinu Shel Olam? There's no mokum to ask questions on the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. And we have to be mechazik our amunah. We have to be mechazik our amunah. And we have to learn sifrei amunah. And ikris in the Mishicha. And ikris in the Mishicha, the biggest nesoyin there is in amunah. Tzadikim said 150 years ago that in the time of Ikris and Mashiach, there was a Eden Queens, Rabbi Yankiv Taida Baum Zatzal, said over, it's written in the Sefer, that he heard from a Yid, that heard from the Rishonah, that the Heilige Rishonah said, the Heilige Rishonah said, that in the time of Mashiach will come, it'll be an assign to say Shema Yisrael. Says an assign to Shema Yisrael. We all say Shema Yisrael every day. It doesn't mean to say Shema Yisrael. It means to believe be'emunah shleima that the Rebbeinu Shalom controls everything, the Rebbeinu Shalom runs everything, and to have ma'aminim be'emes. That's the mayodik avaydenik v'sidim mishiicha. And the Rebbeinu Shalom from one side helps us, and from one side brings us nisyanus. And we have to learn the limudim. The ikal limud we have to learn is to start remembering that everything lies in the hand of the Rebbeinu Shalom. We have to come on to the Rebbeinu Shalom for everything. For everything we have to come on to the Rebbeinu Shalom. And if we remember that we have to come on to Rebbeinu Shalom for everything, and remember that the day that we have to do it is Rosh Hashanah, then the Rosh Hashanah will be different. The Rosh Hashanah will be on a completely higher level. The Rosh Hashanah will be on a completely higher level. Let me end off with a vote from Abishalim Kluga. A noyodik vote from Abishalim Kluga. Rosh Hashanah, it says in Medrash and Parshas, Emer, we all become a Bria Chadasha. Comes Rosh Hashanah, we all nivra b'riyah chadasha. V'asisem, ki'ilu asisem atzmechem, you become a b'riyah chadasha. Leidas ha'odam is Rosh Hashanah. We become a new person Rosh Hashanah. We become a new leidah Rosh Hashanah. So Rav Shlomo Kluge, he says in our pasuk in Yeshaya, says, "Ano yodike taich what avoid of elolis." He says, when a woman gives birth, the last months, if she doesn't feel the child, if she doesn't have Yisurim from the child, then she knows that there's trouble, that the child is not a healthy child, or Rahman al-Salam, worse than that. If Chedesh El, we're not Margish Tzirei Leida, if Chedesh El, we aren't Margish, the Yisurim of Leida, that's coming a Leida Rosh Hashanah, we're going to be born again Rosh Hashanah, it's the time of Bria. Chodesh Elul is the Chodesh that we have to be margish the Tzirei Leida. We have to be margish the Yisurim of Leida. We have to prepare ourselves. We have to be margish that it's coming a Leida. If we margish Yisurei Leida, then we know there's a healthy child coming. But if Rachman al Etzlon, we're not margish the Yisurei Leida, then we have to be margish that something is wrong. And if it comes already, Shabbos Lichis. Comes already, Shabbos Lichis. And the Rebbeinu Shalom gave us a matana this year that Slichis is earlier, that we have an early reminder of to prepare ourselves for Rosh Hashanah, another few days preparation, another few days to remember, another few days to say Sliches. We have to remember that we have to wake up. We have to wake up to prepare ourselves for Rosh Hashanah. And the greatest preparation that we have to do for Rosh Hashanah is Emunah. Emunah, to chadar our Emunah, to become true Maminim Bashem, that everything lies in the hands of the Rebbeinu Shleilam. All our Midas would be better if we would have Emunah. Task comes from a lack of Emunah. Tanya tells us there's two kinds of cast. There's a cast on somebody else, and there's a cast on oneself. One goes in a car in the morning, and he's stuck behind the garbage truck. He gets frustrated, he gets angry. He's not angry at anybody. It's frustration, it's anger. Who made you stuck in back of the garbage truck, Dr. Tanya? Who made you stuck in front of the garbage truck? Why are you there? You picked to be there. The garbage truck picked to be there. The Rebbeinu Shalom put you there. The Rebbeinu Shalom put you down that street. The Rebbeinu Shalom put the garbage truck there, and that's why you're there. That's why it says in Chazal, because if you would be a mom in Zakta Tanya, you would believe that the reason you're there is because the Rebbeinu Shalom sent you there. So why are you getting frustrated? Why are you getting angry? Seltens in a lot of Amunah, because nobody thinks like that. We're all missing that Amunah to remember that whatever happens, happens because the Rebbeinu Shalom put me in that matzav and I can't get frustrated, I can't get angry. I'll be late for an appointment. You're late for an appointment because the Rebbeinu Shalom made you late for the appointment. And sometimes you see it. Everybody knows that there was a person here in the neighborhood that on 9/11 somebody walked into his house to use the facilities. The person locked himself in for a half hour. And it's the only reason the person was saved because he worked in the World Trade Center. And he was angry and he was screaming, "What is taking you so long? I have to go work." And then afterwards he noticed, thank the Rebbeinu Shalom, that person saved his life. But not that person saved his life. That person was a shlich to save his life. The Baruch Olam saved his life. And how many such stories could we say and say and say? But we have to apply it to our life. Everything that happens, our kas would leave. Our gayus would leave. Our kas and somebody else would leave because we'd realize that everything comes from the Bara Olam. So emunah is the yisod of everything. And emunah is not something that it comes easily. Emunah is something that we have to work on. Abchaskel, the Heilige Mashkiach from Ponovich, the Heilige Mashkiach from Mir, Reb Chaskel, a person that every shmuz spoke about Amuna. Every single shmuz spoke about Amuna. It came the day of his p'tira. The day of his p'tira. And what was Reb Chaskel worried about? Because Amuna has no shear to what degree a person has to be a mammon. The person has no shear to what a person has to be a mammon. Amuna is something you have to chazer, you have to elevate our Amuna. That's our avodah Yemei Elul, to become true maminim. To become true maminim, if we become true maminim, we'll do true tshuva. We'll come back to the Ribbono Shel Olam. We'll connect to the Ribbono Shel Olam. We'll live with the Ribbono Shel Olam. Every neshima will be connected to the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's Amuna. Every neshima connects to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And when we connect to the Ribbono Shel Olam that often, then we'll be zeicha that the Ribbono Shel Olam connect back to us. Ani ledoidi, then zvedoidi li. If we will be ledoidi, that means ani ledoidi, I connect myself all the way to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Is vidoidi li, the Rebbe Hashem will connect himself back to us with the Gula Shleima b'mehera.
Amen.